Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by getting things in order physically, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm Sharon McRill, your host and the owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. So, you know, I've talked about struggling with exercise and struggling with weight loss. Well, our guest today has really struggled. He has been on The Biggest Loser. And let me tell you a little bit about Pete Thomas. In November 2005, Pete Thomas walked away from the finale of NBC's Biggest Loser, a winner and a loser. He won $100,000 for losing the most weight of all the contestants that season. And what he lost was 185 pounds in 9 months, most of which he lost at home after being voted off by other contestants. At his largest, Pete tipped the scale at over 416 pounds, and as a child, he never learned about nutrition and exercise due to his transient lifestyle, a result of his mother's serious mental illness. As a young child, he was left alone or with his youngest sister and forced to find food wherever he could, and both Pete and his sister were put into foster care. And he says that being on The Biggest Loser really saved my life. The knowledge he gained revolutionized the way he thinks, eats, and exercises so that now over 5 years after 5 years after being voted off of the show, he maintains his weight loss and he has created other Biggest Losers. And since 2007, hundreds of individuals have lost thousands of combined pounds with Pete's personally developed Lose It Fast or Lose It Forever nutrition and exercise plan. Pete speaks to corporations. He's been on ABC's The View, The 700 Club, and Extras, as well as featured in People Magazine, Runner's World, TV Guide, In Touch Weekly, Real Health, and he's been on commercials nationwide. We are very, very excited and honored to have Pete Thomas, The Biggest Loser. Thanks, Pete, for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that introduction. I appreciate you having me on today. I'm excited about being here.
You know, so many people struggle with weight loss, and especially this time of year when it's winter time, it's harder to get out. It's harder to get yourself motivated. What motivated you to even to get up off the couch and to call The Biggest Loser and to make that life-changing decision?
You know, it. I appreciate the question. That's a very good question. And it's probably similar in some ways to the work that you do with your clients. You know, you look around, you look at yourself, and you're just not happy with what you see. And so you figure, you know what, I've got to make a change, or I need help in making a change. And that's exactly where I was. At my largest, I was over 416 pounds. I was a 50% body fat, as I like to say. You know, you could just take me and drop me in a pot of oil, and I could just boil right up. I was 50% body fat. My heart rate, my blood pressure was 150 over 90. My resting heart rate was 90 beats per minute. You know, I was a diabetic. I had all types. I was undiagnosed diabetic. I had all types of issues. And just I just knew that death or something was right around the corner, and that something was probably some type of disease that was preventable, i.e. diabetes. I was on my way to having to take diabetes medication. I was on my way to having to take high blood pressure medication. You know, if I had fallen at 416 pounds and fallen awkwardly, I could have been at risk of damaging a hip or something crazy like that. So I was really in a bad, bad place, and I needed help. I mean, you figure if the clients that you work with, they need help in one way or the other. I love how you put it in terms of getting things in order mentally and physically. And that's what I needed. I needed to get myself in order, get my own house in order mentally and physically. And that was really the catalyst for me applying for The Biggest Loser. And I had tried different programs before I ever went on the Biggest Loser. I tried Weight Watchers, and it worked for a while, and then I failed. I tried, you know, different things, Body for Life, and hired a trainer, and that went well for a while, and then that fell off. I like to say, you know, there's this Christian program called the Way Down Workshop. And I'd like to say in the Christian program, in the church program, they even kicked me out of the church program because I tried it for a little while, and then I failed at it. And I failed because I did not stick with the program. So I needed some help. I needed some help, Sharon, and that's one of the reasons I knew that in my future I was going to lose weight, needed some help. And so I applied for The Biggest Loser, had the awesome opportunity to go on the show there back in 2005.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're saying that you tried all these other programs and you kept not following through, and so you thought that one way to follow through is get in front of the entire nation and do this?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That was definitely a part of it. You know, now most people may not think that, you know, burying themselves 90% naked in front of the whole world is a good motivator. You know, they may not think that. But here's what came first for me, Betty. Here, what came first was that I had some goals. And so I knew that I was going to lose weight. I knew that a part of my destiny in life was that I was going to help people. I was going to make an impact in the world. And if I was going to make an impact in the world, the first place I need to impact is my own home. I need to impact my own temple. And so I knew that I was going to somehow find and figure out a way to lose the weight. It's just, what method was I going to try? And so I just tried everything. I tried all of them. None of them worked just right for me. And most of it was because I didn't have a team structure in place to help me out. But The Biggest Loser came along, and I remember watching the show when it first came on air back in 2004. And I'm sitting home like many people are when they watch Biggest Loser. You know, I'm having chips and dipping chips into bonbons and crazy eating, and I'm watching there. And I'm thinking, who gets on a reality television show? Who really gets on? Real people don't get on a television show. Well, what do you know? Real people do get on the show. And so what I ended up doing is I ended up applying, sent in a video. The people got the video. The producers got the video. The casting team got the video. And they said, Pete, we want you to come out and try out for the show. Went and tried out for the show. They liked it and got on the show. And actually, I'm coming up here on my 10-year anniversary. The first day on The Biggest Loser Ranch was March 10th. And so, as you mentioned, I lost 83 pounds in 62 days while on the show, 83 pounds in 62 days while on the show. And then I lost another 102 pounds at home just by running around my local neighborhood. And that ended up being a total of 185 pounds in all. And so it was a great, great experience. But the main thing is being able to keep it off for these 10 years and being able to reach back and help others, especially those who struggle with weight or making any kind of permanent change. That's the real blessing and benefit of all of this.
Well, okay, so you've talked about keeping yourself on track in 10 years. Like it's fairly likely that you're going to stick with it now because you're fit. You've got systems in place now that keep yourself so that you're not sitting for, you know, weeks at a time and you're out, you know, exercising, you're traveling all over, you're speaking, you're a motivational speaker now. What steps do you personally do to keep yourself on track? Do you have to have a mental conversation with yourself every time you walk in the grocery store?
Well, you know what? It doesn't have to happen every time you walk in the grocery store, but it does have to happen. You know, one of the things that I really share, and I actually shared it in my book called Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever. One of the things that I share is you have to have these, what I call power points, these power principles. These are things that you say to yourself on a regular basis. And so I have what I call a personal success statement, a personalized personal success statement. I say this to myself on a regular basis as a reminder of who I am. Now, the interesting thing is when you begin to make these affirmations, when you begin to talk to yourself and change how you think about yourself, you can change what you see in your mind's eye. You can change the way you feel about yourself by changing what you say to yourself. And you can do this before you ever see a change within yourself. And let me repeat that again. You can change how you feel about yourself by changing what you say to yourself before you ever see the change in yourself. And that's so very key. The first thing you really have to do is you have to have a different language with yourself. It's not just something like I'm going to lose weight, but it's no, it's I've reached my goal weight and I am maintaining my goal weight. And so when you set your mind like that, that really starts to order your steps throughout the day. And so I don't have to have a mind game per se with myself every time I walk into a grocery store. And the reason being is because I'm continually changing the way that I think by changing what I say to myself. And so I call that, for me, it's a personal success statement. And here's mine. Shannon, let me give you mine. I say this each morning when I get up. I feel sexy, strong, and great as I maintain my weight at or around 238. So I say that and every morning. I say that each and every morning to get my mind set for the day. And it's really beneficial. It goes a long way. So that's the start, Sharon. That's the start, is to really get your mind wrapped around this new way of thinking, this new life that you're going to have. And for me, that has been one of the big keys. It's starting right there. I really teach three different things. I teach that you have to be successful in terms of mastering your mind. And then after you've mastered your mind, you have to be successful when it comes to managing your mouth. And then once you've managed your mouth, that deals with nutrition. Then the next thing you have to do is you have to learn how to multiply your muscles. Once you've done those three things, master your mind, manage your mouth, and multiply your muscle, success is inevitable. It's going to come because what you've done is you've captured the three areas that have to be captured and brought under control when it comes to really this being successful in this health journey.
Those are great steps and we talk about that all the time here on Get Ready with Betty about really – you know, cleaning up what's going on in your brain, because what you think about is what ends up showing up in your life. That's what attracts itself to you. So if you say, I want to lose weight, well, you can say that, but what you're really saying is weight is coming to me. So if you say, I'm interested in being a certain weight, like you said, 238. I'm sexy and fit at 238. Then you're manifesting 238.
That's right.
What I like to do is
teach with that is that the focus really, it's not on a scale. See, here's the thing, Betty. I have a food addiction. And so I can judge myself by the scale. I can judge where I am by the scale. Most people don't need to put a number on it. But the thing that you want to do is instead of saying, I want to lose some weight, this is an affirmation that anyone could adopt and become successful with it. I will achieve a healthy weight and maintain it for the rest of my life. And so when you begin to say things like that, just like you're saying, look at what is it that you're drawing to yourself. Well, you're drawing to yourself a healthy weight, and I will maintain it for the rest of my life. That means that there's something else involved, and that's called habits. And your habits are the key to success. You see, ultimately, you won't determine your success. You'll determine your habits, and your habits will determine your success. But you're absolutely right. It starts with what's going on in your mind, just like you said, what's going on in your mind, because we become what we think about most of the time. We become what we think about most of the time. So if I begin to really change my mindset to where I will achieve a healthy weight and maintain it for the rest of my life, then what naturally has to happen is my body's got to line up. My actions have to line up. And the next thing you know, I'm starting to eat a salad before a meal. I'm starting to drink water or diet pop instead of regular pop. I'm starting to make these small changes in my life that will ultimately lead to big results. So you're right on track, Betty. We're right on the same lines with that.
Well, if you're just joining us, we are talking with Pete Thomas, who has – he over time lost 180 85 pounds in 9 short months. And if you want to learn more about Pete, you can read his book, Lose It Fast, Lose It Forever. You can find that on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Or you can visit his website, which is PeteThomas.com, or on Facebook. It's just Facebook.com/PeteThomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, or on Twitter, it's @PeteThomas. So we will be right back to talk more with Pete about how to really achieve the goals you want in your life and how to stay on track with it. So we will be right back with more Get Ready with Betty.
You are listening to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps clear the confusion and simplify your life. I'm your host, Sharon McCrill, owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. On Get Ready with Betty, we talk with experts in a wide variety of fields who can break down what seems complicated into simple, doable steps. Now, back to our show.
And we are back with Biggest Loser winner, Pete Thomas, and we're talking about fitness goals. So, Pete, I've told you this personally, but I'm going to reveal it on the radio that I've done a boot camp in the past, and a boot camp didn't work for me because it was a set period of time, and I cut out a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I cut out bread, and I cut out alcohol, and I cut out all kinds of sugar. And so when my boot camp was done, the weight came back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why is it so
hard to stick to a fitness regimen?
Well, the first thing is we have unrealistic regimens. Now, and there were two parts, by the way, what you've just mentioned, there were two parts to your regimen. One was the exercise part. And so on the one side, we're multiplying our muscles. And then on the other side, there was the managing the mouth. So let's break those down. Number one, how was the workout? How were the workouts in general? How did you feel about those? Were they stimulating? Did they get the heart rate up? Did you develop a sweat, et cetera, from those?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. And I lost the weight. I did it for my wedding. I had a wedding boot camp.
Okay.
And I wanted to lose 30 pounds, and I did.
Absolutely. So here's the thing. You set a goal to lose 30 pounds for a wedding, right?
Right.
And you reached that goal.
Because I really wanted my pictures to be pretty.
Exactly. That's it. That's it. You reached the goal. So here's the thing. You did not fail. You reached the exact goal you were shooting for. And this is what happened. Most of us, we have what I call event-based weight loss. All right, so we have event-based weight loss instead of purpose-based weight loss. And event-based weight loss is just that. There's the high school reunion coming up. My 25th reunion is coming up. I want to look beautiful, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so you begin to get on a plan. You get focused. You get really, really disciplined because you got this event coming up and you've got a goal. In 4 months, I'm going to look absolutely amazing. I'm going to make my ex-boyfriend look jealous, or I'm going to look married. I'm going to be the cutest bride to ever touch Facebook, all right? And here's the thing, because that is your goal. You do a great job at it, and it's over, and you gain the weight back. That's natural. You hit your goal. You accomplished your goal. It's like to say, I'm going to drive from here to New York. Well, once you get there, what's the next thing you're going to do? And so what I teach is we want to really have purpose-based weight loss. And so the weight loss is not about reaching a certain event, but it's really about life. Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to be healthy permanently? If you really think about that and you come up with the reasons you want to lose the weight permanently, then you set yourself up with a different nutritional plan. And it's not about elimination. It's not about cutting out the bread. And it's not about doing all of these things. It's about what I call modification, not starvation. So you keep the exercise. If that boot camp was great for you in terms of exercise, I would go back there. But the thing that we have to change is we have to change the mental side of it and figure out why it is that we want to lose the weight, and we've got to change the nutritional side. We have to set ourselves up with what I call is the perfect personalized weight loss nutritional plan, all right? And so this is a nutritional plan that's going to last you the rest of your life. And so what that means is, number one, my number one rule of nutrition, never, ever, 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 ever start a diet or nutrition program that you can't maintain for the rest of your life. Just never do it. And so here's the thing I would ask you, Betty, were you going to give up?
Because then you don't fail.
Exactly right. Now, here's the thing, Betty, were you going to give up bread for the rest of your life?
Oh, heck no.
Exactly.
In fact, the last week before my wedding, I kept having dreams about eating cake because I was so excited about the cake. And I would wake up and I'd tell my fiance, oh, my God, I can't wait to eat cake.
That is so funny. Oh, my goodness.
And so what we've done is we set
ourselves up by thinking this is going to get us the long-term results. And it's not. It's going to be short-term because that's what we have in front of us, a short-term goal, that event. But if you say, you know what, I want to be healthy long-term. And while I'm not giving up bread for the rest of my life, no one who says they're going to give up bread or sweets for the rest of their life, they don't last past the holidays, you know? So that's the wrong goal to have in place. But here's a better goal. All right, what kind of modifications can I make to my diet that will allow me to eat healthier? So if I'm going, for instance, here's a real simple rule when you go out to eat. They say you can only have, this actually is not mine, it's not original, it came from a friend. You can only have one of three things when you go out to eat, all right? You can have the bread that they put on the table, you can have the dessert that they bring at the end of the meal, or you can have the alcohol. You only get one of the three, one of the three. Now, I want you to think about that. It's not overly restrictive to say that you can't have any of it. But it is to the point to where it's going to require you to make some choices. You're going to have to put some thought into it. And if you eat out multiple times a week, well, you're already in your mind. You say, well, you know what? I'm not really missing anything. I'm going to have the bread in 2 or 3 days. Or really, if you think about it, most of the places that we go out and eat, the bread really is not amazing. It's just there. It's the first thing there. It's a filler. You know, but if you think about, okay, we're going to Red Lobster on the weekend. Now, they've got some great cheddar biscuits. I know I just love those cheddar biscuits. So I'm going to have the bread there. But right here tonight, I'm in here, when you mentioned Ann Arbor, I'm over here at Real Seafood Company. They've got some great tiramisu, you know. And so you say, tonight I'm going to have the dessert. And then another night you may say, you know what, I'm going to have a drink. And so it's about those modifications that you make on a daily basis that lead to long-term success. And so your goals have to be correct. Your habits have to be in line. All of those things are what really, really, really make a difference in our life. And that's one of the big keys.
So you had a lot of coaching when you went through this big weight loss. Do you still keep a fitness coach?
You know, I do. I do. I believe it's essential. And really, here's the thing. It wasn't my period on The Biggest Loser was 2 months. So I had 2 months of absolutely, you could say it was intensive coaching. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that's even better than that, Sharon. I had a group of people around me who were seeking the same goal that I was seeking. These people around me, these are my teammates on the team, they were seeking to lose weight. They were seeking to get healthier. They wanted to change their lives as well, and I drew off of their energy. And so the reason I bring that up is because anybody that's listening right now to this radio show, or even by a recording, if you're looking to get organized, if you're looking to get the confusion out of your life and bring order back into your life, you've come to the right place, a person who can be your teammate. Sharon and the Betty Brigade can do that exact same thing. And so when it comes to weight loss, yeah, absolutely, when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to exercise, you want to find a team of people around you. And I absolutely have a team. I work the best, I work out the best in a group. So this morning I went to a boot camp in Belleville, Michigan. And then there's a couple, since I travel around the metro area and do different things for different clients, tomorrow I'll go to a spin class in another part of the metro area. I'm going flying out to Orlando this weekend, and I'm going to find a group fitness class. And so it's absolutely essential to have a team of people. And here's the thing, Sharon, you mentioned that coach. In the midst of that team, there's going to be an instructor from the front who really doubles as your coach. So you absolutely, I believe it's essential for anything in life for us to have a team of people around us to help us to become successful. I can't figure out one thing that we do alone even going to the bathroom, you had to have a team of people who designed the bathroom and the sewer system and the toilet and all of that kind of stuff. So in my mind, you absolutely have to have a great team of people around you. I think it's key.
Well, I think that's great. So, Pete, can you talk a little bit about the fitness training? Because now you're a motivational speaker. Now you,
yes,
you coach other people. You have these boot camps that people can join.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the main thing that we do is we travel the country and we work with corporations. And really, corporations, those who have the funds and the finances, they already probably have a wellness program in place. And what we do is we come in and we complement the wellness program. We say, hey, we want to help you to get your employees engaged. And so we will go in there and we'll do a series of motivational speeches. We'll do internal newsletter articles. We'll do blogs and videos to help a company jumpstart their wellness program, to get those numbers up, to make sure that the employees actually see that there's a reason that they should be healthy beyond the fact that there's an event coming up. And so as a part of that, one of the things that we also do is we go to corporations and we'll do corporate boot camps. And so, for instance, I was in San Antonio a week and a half ago. And in San Antonio, first thing in the morning, we had a 6 a.m. boot camp. And here's the interesting thing about having a 6 a.m. boot camp. It keeps employees from hanging out too late at night. So this was an annual conference. It keeps them from hanging out way too late at night. They come to the boot camp and get invigorated and fired up first thing in the morning. We come through sometimes in the morning or an afternoon session, and I'll do a motivational speech on health and wellness or on teamwork. Those are my passions. We also talk about teamwork and getting your employees engaged. And then here locally, I teach a boot camp here locally in Ann Arbor. It's only 3 days a week. I really travel a lot, so I don't have time to do that. But anybody that's interested in that, they can find out more information at PeteThomas.com. My passion is really to help others to bring out their ultimate purpose in life. And that's one of the reasons you want to be healthy. It's because there's an ultimate purpose in each and every one of us, and we've got to bring that out. And our physical bodies are the cup that will carry us to our ultimate destiny in life. And so we got to keep that cup in order.
So, Pete, I'm going to throw a challenge out because you and I are going to a workshop in Hawaii at the end of April. And so I'm going to challenge that we do a workout every day while we're in Hawaii because I like to do yoga on the beach.
Yes.
So
I love it.
I'm putting it out there for you, and you're gonna be our fitness leader out there.
Every single day. I love it. I love that. Absolutely.
Awesome.
I love it. I can't wait. And that'll make for some, oh my goodness, the serenity, that'll really, the relaxation of being there on the beach. It's going to be awesome.
So, if you're just joining us, our guest today has been Pete Thomas. He lost over 185 pounds while he did the show The Biggest Loser. If you want to know more about Pete, you can visit his website, which is PeteThomas.com. You can buy his book, which is everywhere, including on Amazon. It's Lose It Fast or Lose It Forever. And you can also follow him on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/PeteThomas. Or on Twitter, it's at Pete Thomas. So, Pete, in our last few minutes, thank you so much for being with us. But what is the one thing that people can do today to get motivated?
You know, I really think preparation is the key. So if I were going to do anything, I would begin to take out a sheet of paper and write down the top 10 reasons you want to be healthy. Not just the top 10 reasons you want to lose weight, top 10 reasons you want to be healthy. And then we want to break that down to the top 5. And so I want you to compare reason number 1 with reason number 10. Scratch off the weaker reason. Compare reason number 2 with reason number 9. Scratch off the weaker reason. Do that until you have 5 powerful reasons, reasons that resonate within you, reasons that touch you emotionally. It could be you can start the list with anything from I want to fit into a cuter dress, everything from I want to be a better spouse and a better parent. You could have all of those things to start, but when you cut down to that top 5, right, I want you to read that list every single day. Read that top five list, the top five reasons that I want to be healthy. And that will drive you. That'll start to motivate you. That'll start to move you to looking up and finding out, okay, where is the nearest exercise facility? That'll start you to looking into, okay, how can I eat a little bit better? It may cause you to look up somebody's website like PeteThomas.com and say, you know what? I've got to get healthier. It may cause you to look up the website of the Betty Brigade and say, you know what? I need to also get my house in order and organize so that I can walk out this journey. But it starts with those reasons. It starts with having those five reasons that you look at every single day.
Well, Pete, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know that our listeners appreciate it, and I really do too. So thank you for that. And I just want to remind our listeners that you've been listening to an episode of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by clearing the confusion. Thank you again to Pete Thomas and to all the listeners who joined us today. And we will be back next week with author and speaker Judy Van Niekerk, who will be talking about self-love and celebrating life's challenges. And let me tell you something, Judy has had some challenges. She was molested by her father for years, and it'll be a really interesting interview. So until next time, keep it simple. Thank you.